Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And, you know, it's amazing how the time flies on this show, but it really does. But now we're with Elizabeth Robles, who is with the Alzheimer's Association, the Long Island chapter. And we just went to break what I had just said about people calling in the hotline and asking for themselves. And that was a quick discussion we had that probably most people wouldn't be calling for themselves, either out of fear that they don't want to know anyway, or out of they don't realize there's something wrong. And Elizabeth was saying it's more family and friends that call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the higher numbers we're seeing are more of family members and friends reaching out for that support and general questions about the disease.
And that's really the person that needs, you know, I'm not saying it incorrectly. The person who needs the most help and support is the caregiver. Because as the disease progresses, you know, a lot of times the patient doesn't even know there's anything wrong. You know, somebody's getting them dressed in the morning and somebody's getting them fed and everything else. And, but it's the caregiver that has to be there. And so actually, Elizabeth, so the Alzheimer's Association actually, and this is just my opinion, they're dealing much more with the caregiver. Am I right or wrong there?
I mean, we're dealing with really everyone. We are dealing and assisting the caregivers through this journey. And caregivers are not always necessarily family caregivers. There are friends who are caregivers as well. We are dealing with community-based organizations that are working with people who are living with this disease. You know, we are also dealing with the person who's living with the disease because we offer early stage programs for them. So at the beginning of the disease, to educate them about the disease, offer them support so that they are, you know, able to understand what's going to happen to them as this disease progresses and kind of talk about those changes, as well as offer some fun activities for them to still take part in. So we offer memory cafes where they're able to have music and entertainment and just enjoy those things. And those are still all being offered via Zoom with us.
Right. Actually, let's touch on Memory Cafe for a minute, because mm-hmm. I've read about that. And that seems to be very, very helpful. And music does seem to spark something.
Absolutely. So music is a great connector for someone who's living with this disease, not only in the early stage, but we see it as being a great connector in the middle and late stage with this disease as well. A great way to incorporate activities if you ever want to involve music.
You know, we use the word caregiver quite a bit. What about how, you know, there is no caregiver, let's say. Somebody lives in a house totally isolated, which is going on right now with COVID, and nobody really recognizes the fact that this person has these problems, memory problems or whatever. That would be how, you know, I have no idea how you would handle that, you know. And unfortunately, there are people in that boat, but I don't have an answer. I'm just, you know, talking out loud here. It's got to be difficult.
Good point.
Yeah, typically, you know, and it depends. If they live in an apartment or they have those neighbors that always check in, eventually someone does recognize that there's more assistance that may be needed at that point. And it might be a neighbor who calls a first responder to come in, right? So first responders are trained to recognize some of these signs with someone, especially when it comes to checking on them if a neighbor's called because they're worried about their general health. And typically with those situations, you know, outside agencies do start to get involved and do start to offer support for that individual to get them to get the right treatment and see if there's someone, family or friend, who can kind of step in and offer that support as well in the caregiver role, I should say.
Yeah, like that's an example of Project Independence could be a big support system with the social worker or the nurse mm-hmm. being in contact with that person who's kind of isolated. And they could detect things, I think, after time evolves. But there's no miracle here.
No, there isn't a miracle. But one other thing that has just come into my mind, which is outside, but maybe you guys at the Alzheimer's Association also recommended. About a month and a half ago, we had Marcus O'Toole on, and Marcus is an elder law attorney. And it's at times like this, especially when you're talking about a person who may be living by themselves, and nobody's anticipating getting Alzheimer's, getting cancer, falling down the stairs and breaking your leg. Nothing. But we have to, unfortunately. And that's when you should have papers in order also, because now at a certain level of Alzheimer's, you know, the person is not going to be able to sign for themselves because they're not going to pass whatever test would be giving. And so therefore, you know, somebody has to be there, and it can't be a neighbor who might be friendly. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I know Johnny would like this. Well, that doesn't work, unfortunately. For people who are listening and or watching, you have to have everything in order so that you can be given the proper care that you need. Am I agreeing there, Elizabeth?
Absolutely. And, you know, the hope is that everyone who's listening has that in order way before there is a diagnosis. So when it comes time to diagnosis, it's just reviewing those papers and making the necessary updates. And it's really important, we stress it at the association, to get that done while the person's still incapacity to do so, right? So in the early stage, still able to address how they want things to go for them as they progress with this disease, who's going to be making those important decisions for them when it comes time, healthcare proxy, so forth. So absolutely very important to get all that documentation in place while you're still able to do so.
And just taking it one step further, and this is just my opinion, if you don't have anything in order, then you wind up in court with a guardianship.
Right.
And I'm actually approved to be a guardian. I've never done it and I never will do it, but I'm approved to be a guardian. But it's not the way to go. You know, right. You have it set up in advance with a loved one taking care of you than some stranger coming in for 1 or 2% of the assets. I don't even remember how they charge, but it's, again, it's something I would never do, but I wanted to understand what it was. So I took the course at Hunter in Manhattan. But it's not the way to go. You have to have everything. And again, because we don't know what tomorrow brings. So you have to have everything in order. When we are not in a COVID world, and eventually we'll be back to normal, does the Alzheimer's Association have places where people can actually take their loved one to hang out and do some of this stuff?
So we host some of those memory cafes that I was mentioning to you earlier in different locations. Okay. And we advertise those on our Facebook pages. So once we will be back in person, and I hope one day soon, we will have those locations displayed on our Facebook page. So that's probably one of the best places to get that information, all by calling, again, that 800 number, our helpline, and they're able to tell you some of those locations and where they'll be taking place. But yes, we do hold them in the community at different locations throughout Long Island.
Right. Okay. Which is important because, I mean, fortunate for Zoom that it came into existence. It seemed to, well, it might have been around for years. I don't even know, to be honest with you. But it's a very difficult thing. I'm sure people would rather bring a loved one to a location so they could meet a caregiver and you can share some afternoons doing some stuff with that, which is important. I don't.
Well, yeah, you know, like we talk about technology all the time, and thank God Zoom, I think Skype existed before and there were others, but Zoom, for whatever reason, has made it simple enough that anybody can do it just about and should be able to do it. That's probably something we should encourage people who listen and watch is, you can do it. You don't have to have a computer. You can do it on a phone if you have to, a smartphone or a tablet, which I encourage for seniors as the easiest way to use technology as opposed to an actual computer. And, you know, I'm the association like the Alzheimer's Association, the service that you provide is tremendous. My experiences with Alzheimer's have all been very rough on the people who were involved. I don't think there's any easy la-la land approach to the whole thing. It's not easy, it's difficult, but to have support system like you provide, it would be super, really.
Absolutely. And I, you know, it's amazing. We're going to have Elizabeth back, especially when things go live again, but we're basically out of time. And it, a half hour goes so fast. It seems like eternity, but it goes quick. I want to thank you so much, Elizabeth, for being with us today.
Much, Elizabeth. And we are wrapping up our show. We just want to wish everyone that has listened to us and supported us a very happy and healthy holiday and new year. And it's just a reminder to keep your head up and stay positive, I think, is what we just try to get to people. When it's not always easy, you got to work at it. But I just want to say thank you guys and spread some love and joy and hope to all of you.
Thank you. And I want to also acknowledge, I want to thank Dan for all he does all year round for us. Otto for being the co-host, which is just absolutely tremendous. I love him. You know, Otto is the best. Christina, who puts together the greatest shows, and Rebecca, who's not here, who calls herself a fill-in or whatever she is, but she's really my equal. And when I can't make it, she always steps in, has never given me a hard time, and I love it dearly. She's tremendous. So,
and we love you, John.
We have a good family.
Exactly right, John. You are the person that pulls the strings here.
That's
Christina
right.
Sets it all up, and you keep it working. So.
And you, my God, we are the dream.
And Dan, you even help. I know you're in the background.
You might pop up one more time before this is over today.
Our wizard.
All right, all right.
There he is.
There's the wizard.
I keep you guys on the air. You guys are the stars. You guys are definitely the stars.
Well, I think everyone should tune in 2021 for really great guests and topics and discussions.
Yeah, that's the one thing. It really is. You know what this has turned out to be? And Dan said it before. I mean, this really is a family. So there's always something to talk about. We have good, interesting subject matter. There's no question about it. And that's thanks to Christina. But when there's a lull, it can easily get filled with what's going on in my life or Otto's life or Dan's life or Christina or just what's going on around the world. We talk about it and we talk about it caringly, which I think is cool.
That's right.
Perfect. I love being here.
Oh, good. Well, that's what we like to hear. And like I said, encourage everyone to listen to us, watch us. You can we're everywhere now.
Yeah, listen to us and watch us.
You can go to the website. You can watch us on TV. We are everywhere. You can't escape the Project Independence and You Radio Show team.
And now you're going to see Dan on TV this week.
That's right. There's a reason to tune in. It is that one.
That's it. That is the reason. The whatever it calls it. Why is it going to be burning? Dan's on.
I love it.
All right. Got to say happy holidays, guys. We got to get out.
All right.
Have a great holiday, everybody. And be safe. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks.